WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Music Festival from Newport. I don't think I've ever called it that before.
Well, that's what we are, so it's all good.
That's all good. The Newport Music Festival with Pamela Pantos. I'm Mike Mano, and as usual, pleased to be sitting with you on a Sunday evening and talking about things that are coming up at the festival this summer. And Pamela, we've talked about young artists in the past, and I think we should do more of that.
Absolutely. As our listeners may know, the Newport Music Festival has founded a young professional artist program this year. And that's because there are so many incredible musicians graduating from all of our conservatories and universities and colleges across the United States, but they really don't have the opportunity to play professionally. And so we are bridging that gap between, you know, their studies and their professional lives with a program where they'll be mentored by our world-class artists and perform on the stages alongside them. And so I think it's going to be very exciting, not only for the artists themselves and their mentors, but for the audiences to see this incredible young talent. You'll be able to say, I heard him when.
That's right. I was there. You know, when someone becomes real famous, there'll be 10,000 people that say they were in the Breakers.
Exactly. That's right. And so we're kicking off this entire program with a string quartet who are not our young professional artists for the summer, but our young professional artists, just making that bridge into their professional lives. So on Saturday, May 18th, next week, we will be featuring the Omer Quartet at the Newport Art Museum. As you know, we have these wonderful performances at the Art Museum. Mm-hmm. You get a glass of wine, you have some heavy apps, you wander the galleries, and you get to hear a brilliant concert. So it's an incredible evening for $50, and parking is free.
That's right, and it is a great museum. I mean, make sure you take the time to walk around and take in all that it has to offer.
Yeah, so we're featuring the Omer Quartet. They won first prize in the 2017 Young Concert Artist International Auditions, and they hold the Helen F. Whitaker Chamber Music Chair of Young Concert Artists. So we're very excited that they're coming this year. They've made their debuts at Merkin Concert Hall in New York and in D.C. at the Kennedy Center, so incredibly proficient, you know, at such an early stage in their career. So we should probably talk a little bit about their program. What I love about this program is it's very classical, but in a very different way. So they've selected three classical composers, you know, Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven. And you mm-hmm. think, oh, I know those composers.
Right.
But I think they've selected pieces from the repertoire that people might not have heard as much. And when you've heard them, you're going to be very excited and say, wow, that added something to, you know, my learning about that composer. So they start with the second string quartet in C major, opus 20. So Haydn was really the founder of the string quartet. And these six string quartets that are this opus 20 really form the original, I would say, bedrock or the original rep for all future string quartets. So when you hear Dvorak, you hear anyone, you know, Schoenberg, mm-hmm. anyone, you're actually hearing something that descended directly from Haydn. So Haydn started to compose string quartets when he was 18. And he had a mentor, Baron Frunberg, who asked him to write something to be played at his palace. And so he kind of got these local musicians together, the local pastor, the estate manager. Haydn played, I think, second violin at the time, and a cellist. And so the cellist was Johann Albrechtsberger, who later actually taught Beethoven composition. So, a couple of professional musicians, a couple of amateurs, and they threw them together. And so after that, Haydn took about 10 years off before he wrote any more string quartets. But then he had this incredible burst of creativity. And these are the pieces that came out of that, and he invented the string quartet. So this particular quartet allows all of the instruments to soar and present themselves as soloists as well as an ensemble. It's a beautiful piece of four movements. And so this evening, I thought to kick off, you know, we'll hear this gorgeous first movement of the Haydn string quartet. It's marked Allegro Moderato, which means sort of lively and yet at a moderate tempo. And here it's played with the Kodály quartet.
All right, we'll listen to that. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more. ¶¶ Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Maino. Pamela Pantos is here, the executive director, as usual, but a little bit unusual. Pamela, you have something to give to our listeners tonight.
Absolutely. They can win a pair of tickets to the Omer Quartet for Saturday, May 18th, if they would like. We have presented two tickets to WCRI, and all they have to do is go to your website.
Go to the website and have a chance to win. That's WCRI. At classical959.com. And that's the email address, or the website is just classical959.com. go there and see if you get a chance to win tickets.
Absolutely. And if you definitely don't want to wait and just win them, then please go to our website, the Newport Music Festival's website, and purchase them there. So it's newportmusic.org, or call the box office at 401-849-0700.
Excellent. All right. Let's continue with the program.
So again, as I mentioned, very classical program. And the second piece on the program is by Ludwig van Beethoven. And it's his Große Fuge in B-flat major, opus 133, his Great Fugue. You know, what I find so poignant about this particular piece is Beethoven wrote it in 1825, and he passed away in 1827 when he was completely deaf. And with this piece, he really transcended anything that he had done previously. You know, when you think of Beethoven, you think of maybe the Fifth Symphony, mm-hmm. or the Moonlight Sonata, or maybe even the Ode to Joy from the Ninth Symphony. And it's always majestic, it's always inspiring. And yet, this piece of music, I think he somehow sort of cast away all preconceived notions and almost wrote something for the ages. What's interesting about this is they had a private presentation of the piece for the very first time. And Beethoven did not sit through it. I think he knew that it was something different, unusual, and he went to the pub and he was drinking. And then the second violinist came out and said, it was a big success. And we had to repeat two of the movements. And Beethoven asked specifically, what about the last movement, the Great Fugue? And, you know, the second violinist had to say, well, I'm really sorry. No one asked to repeat that. And Beethoven grew very angry and upset, because he realized he had written something that was almost incomprehensible for the period of time. It was so different tonally. Mm-hmm. So later his publisher asked him to write a new fourth movement. And basically the Great Fugue, the Große Fuge, has come to stand on its own. Hmm. Sometimes it's done in the string quartet, but quite often it stands all on its own. It was called eccentric and inaccessible and full of paradoxes at the time. And yet, now the way we listen to it, you know, having all the musical evolution that we do have, we realize what he was doing at the time and what he had created. And it's fiendishly difficult to play. So,
well, that didn't help any. Because if no one wants to play it, then it doesn't get heard.
Right. So, again, he wrote it. It's performed often by itself. It's 17 minutes in length. And so I think this evening we'll just listen to it as it's going to be presented on this program, namely almost in its entirety. And here we're going to listen to a recording of the Kuckert Quartet presenting Beethoven's Great Fugue.
Thank you.
Saturday, May 18th is the date. That's next week for the Newport Music Festival's special presentation that Pamela Pantos has been talking about. And we're going to continue talking about that performance and the group that's going to be appearing there. I'm Mike Mano, and I want to remind you that if you'd like a chance to win tickets to that event, go to the WCRI website, which is classical959.com, and someone will get to win a pair of tickets. So hurry in and check that out. And if you're not as lucky as somebody is going to be, then you might have to buy tickets. And hopefully a lot of you will be doing that by going to newportmusic.org. So, Pamela, that's the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So this program ends with Mozart's Dissonance String Quartet in C major. So I think, you know, even listening to the Beethoven or even the Haydn, people have heard a little different side of these composers, right? In terms of tonality, in terms of form, and this piece is no different. What's interesting about it and why I love it in this context of this program is that it's really an ode to Haydn. And Mozart studied and was befriended by Haydn. There was a 24-year difference between the two composers. I think we've been talking about how lovely it would have been to have been a fly on the wall and listen to Mozart and Haydn talking. You know, just like we've had Saint-Saëns and Liszt be friends, you know, and of course the Schumanns with Brahms. So, you know, they were very good friends, and people, believe, we don't have complete proof, that Haydn really was somewhat of a secondary father figure in terms of his compositional style to Mozart. And if you think of, you know, Haydn as pure classical, you know, yes, Mozart's classical, but almost pushing the Rococo in terms of style and, you know, ornamentation and things like that. So Mozart dedicated this string quartet to his dear friend Haydn, it says on the music written in his own hand. And he said, a father who had resolved to send his children out into the great world took it to be his duty to confide them to the protection and guidance of a very celebrated man, especially when the latter, by good fortune, was at the same time his best friend. So it's not just personal sentiment, but really it's a significant advance in Mozart's compositional style. He really studied Haydn's pieces, and, you know, they were models of perfection to Mozart in terms of their form. However, these pieces were dissonant. I mean, he kind of wrote in quotation marks, dissonant. And some of the music dealers, when they eventually were published in Italy, returned the scores back to the publisher because they thought
something was wrong
because they were so chromatic and so different from the Mozart that people anticipated.
Right.
They thought that there was something wrong. And a Hungarian prince was so incensed by the work's tonal audacities that he tore up the parts. The string quartet was performing, and he walked over to them and just ripped the parts up. This is not the Mozart they anticipated. And so I think that's very exciting, right? Nothing's worse than being bored, by classical music.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think what it says a lot is about Mozart. He was experimenting with things. And so this is probably a couple hundred years ahead of its time. So very beautiful piece. Again, very emotional, sunny, but the introduction is the dissonant part. And so I think it'll be very interesting for our listeners to hear and say, this is a different kind of Mozart than I know. So with that, I'd love to conclude with the Allegro Molto, the first movement of Mozart's string quartet in C major. And this is played by the Emerson String Quartet. So before we hear that, just a little bit about the Omer, who were so excited to be featuring. It's their Newport Musical Festival debut. Again, prize winners, all kinds of prizes all over the world. They've been in residence already as a very young string quartet. And I'm sure that our listeners would love to experience them. You know, the vivacity, mm-hmm. the freshness to which they approach this music is going to be remarkable, and yet they have phenomenal technique. So I hope everyone listening will join us.
All right. And Pamela, I would be remiss if I didn't wish you happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
And to all the others out there, happy Mother's Day. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.